We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So, Kaylee, why the jump?
Well, things maybe just are... The worst is over, I guess is what you could say. American Airlines came out this morning and announced that they're raising their number of flights for July by 74% from current levels. So they'll now be flying around 4,000 flights on their busiest days next month relative to just the 2,300 they're flying this month. The company said they're doing this because of a surprisingly quick rebound in travel demand. As stay-at-home orders start to lift, the country starts to reopen, people are starting to look at travel again. Executives went as far as to say that customers are, quote, hungry for it. So all of that is welcome news. I would just add a small note of caution here and say that even though a 74% increase from current levels is large, American is still only going to be flying about 40% of the number of flights than it did in July of last year.
So they're actually getting bookings. They're hearing from customers.
Yeah, it's starting to pick up. I would say you're not necessarily seeing that reflected in travel data just yet when we look at the number of passengers actually going to airports. But American does say that they're starting to see demand. I think they're confident that as we move through the summer months, as we start to reopen, demand is going to be picking up. But that by no means means that it's returning to the level it was before this entire pandemic happened.
Kaylee, has American, or any of the other airlines for that matter, announced in specific detail how they're going to manage social distancing?
American is actually one of the airlines that has not pledged to have a middle seat open between customers. We've seen others like Delta do that. But broadly, yes, there are going to be fewer passengers on the planes in order to try and promote those social distancing efforts. And American executives, much like executives for all the airlines broadly, have been sending out notes to customers regarding increased airplane cleaning and the like, trying to encourage consumers to be comfortable flying once again.
Safe to assume that masks will be mandatory?
That is a very good question. I actually myself will be taking a flight from the New York area to Denver tomorrow. I certainly plan on wearing a mask. I haven't received any communication from the airline I'm flying on to wear a mask or not, but I would assume that giving out masks is probably part of, or requiring customers to wear masks is probably part of the considerations airlines are trying to make as they try to make their customers feel as comfortable as possible during this time.
You know, Kaylee, for the last month or so, we've been doing these stories. In fact, I had one on the air just earlier this morning where some experts have said that they believe that it will take airlines as many as 2 to 3 years to completely recover from the pandemic. Are we still looking at that timeline, or is this boost giving the airlines new enthusiasm and optimism that travelers will be willing to get back in the sky more quickly than originally thought?
I think you are seeing some of that optimism reflected in the share price action today, what we're actually seeing in the market. And the fact that they already are increasing capacity for July means the recovery maybe is a bit quicker than was previously expected, but it's still going to be a very long haul. Even if they're seeing recovery domestically, we have to keep in mind that the higher margin tickets for airlines are international business travel, which are not recovering as quickly. American, for example, is only planning to fly about 20% of its overseas flights than it did in July last year. That's where they make a lot of their money. So from a revenue standpoint, they still do have a long way to go here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.